The plan is out. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden formally announcing student loan relief, erasing $10,000 in debt for borrowers earning under $125,000 a year or families earning less than $250,000. Those with Pell Grants used for lower income borrowers can wipe out up to $20,000 in debt.
Those Pell Grants used to cover 80%, 80% of the cost of going to a public four-year college. Today, Pell Grants cover 32%.
The president says his plan is breathing room for middle-class families. Republicans say it benefits mainly the wealthy, and some Democrats say it's not enough debt relief. The first lady tests positive for COVID again, an apparent rebound case.
Jill Biden tested positive for COVID earlier this month. She was treated with the antiviral drug Paxlovid. That drug has been attributed to cases of COVID reemerging days after an initial recovery. The first lady's office says Biden is not experiencing a reemergence of symptoms. She will remain in Delaware and reinitiate isolation procedures. President Biden tested negative for COVID this morning. He will wear a mask indoors and when close to others for 10 days. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Ukraine's Independence Day, Russia attacks a railroad station, killing at least 15 people in central Ukraine, wounding about 50. President Zelensky had warned of potential attacks in recent days. Outgoing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson making a surprise visit to Kyiv.
We have an opportunity to join you in saying no to tyranny, saying no to those who would stifle Ukrainian liberty and independence.
Both the U.S. and the U.K. announcing more security aid for Ukraine. The U.S. package, nearly $3 billion worth. President Biden planning a call with Zelensky tomorrow. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A congressional probe finds evidence of a Trump administration effort to authorize a discredited COVID treatment.
The report from the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis concluded there was pressure to use hydroxychloroquine as a COVID remedy, with some help from supportive TV personalities. The Food and Drug Administration did initially okay the anti-malaria drug, but later found it to be largely ineffective. The report cites Trump-appointed FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, who says he got persistent pressure from Trump aides to reauthorize hydroxychloroquine. The report also says the Trump White House opposed the FDA's two-month data requirement before vaccine makers could file for emergency use. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A psychologist who treated Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz when he was 8 years old testifies that Cruz was a peculiar child with many behavioral and developmental issues. Frederick Kravitz on the witness stand today saying he started treating Cruz in 2007 with his widowed mother telling him her adopted son suffered from anxiety and nervousness and had trouble controlling his temper. But she also said he was friendly, got along fine with his peers, something others have said was not true. Cruz pleaded guilty to 17 murders in 2018 at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The trial is to determine whether he faces the death penalty or life without parole. His wife was the inspiration for a top 40 classic. Peggy, Jerry Allison, Buddy Holly's drummer, being remembered today. The management team for the Crickets band confirming his death. Allison co-wrote hits including Peggy Sue and That'll Be the Day. He was 82. An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are higher. The Dow's up 53 points, but still under 33K. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.